Environment Minister Murray Watt has rejected a bid for work to be stopped on Brisbane's 2032 Olympic Stadium. The application was made under the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Heritage Protection Act and would have allowed the Commonwealth to declare long-term protection of a significant Aboriginal area. The federal minister has instead appointed an independent mediator to work with the game's authorities, community and Indigenous representatives. Traditional owners remain concerned about the preservation of the site, which is important to the Turrbal and Yuggera people, as Gaja Kerry Charlton told Channel 9 during a protest last month.
The trees are our tribal system, so as they start to destroy the trees, that is part of destroying our tribal systems.
The Lower Murray River is to be listed as critically endangered. The Lower Murray is home to more than 50 native fish species and many other animals, helps supply water to South Australia and holds cultural significance for local Indigenous groups. Environment Minister Murray Watt says he has accordingly accepted the recommendation of the Threatened Species Committee to put the listing in place in order to provide stronger legal protections for the system.
This listing covers the waterways, the wetlands, floodplains and vegetation of the River Murray downstream from its intersection with the Darling River in New South Wales, and the listing includes the iconic Coorong Lagoon. The listing provides important recognition that despite the efforts of governments and communities, the Lower Murray remains under great stress and that we need to do more to protect it and restore it.
Firefighters have called for an inquiry into the ongoing fire crisis in Victoria. A coalition of volunteer and career firefighters have demanded the probe after gathering on the steps of Victorian Parliament. More than 410,000 hectares have burned across the state, destroying 770 structures, including 228 homes, a similar level of damage to the Black Saturday fires of 2009 that killed 173 people. CFA Volunteers Group Incorporated President John Houston says firefighters on the front lines have long complained of a lack of safe appliances, equipment and basic resources, which makes the scale of the unfolding crisis entirely preventable. Coalition members will meet virtually this afternoon, Friday, to discuss their concerns over Labor's hate reforms. The talks will be led by Liberal Senator John O'Dunyam, a member of the parliamentary committee that held a parliamentary inquiry into the bill earlier this week. But the task of supporting the bill may ultimately fall to the Greens after Sue Lee came out in opposition and has appeared to walk away from it entirely. The opposition leader has told Channel 9 the coalition has real concerns about the legislation.
The government cannot answer the questions that are being asked. How can the parliament possibly vote for it? And how can the country, the Australian people, have confidence in it?
Cars and tents have been swept out to sea, caravan parks flooded, and hundreds of homes left without power after flash flooding hit tourist destinations near Wye, Cumberland, and Kennet Rivers in Victoria. The Great Ocean Road had been closed yesterday afternoon in both directions between Fairhaven and Skeens Creek. Residents in Lawn say it had rained heavily all morning before what they described as a tsunami of water came down the Wye River. Victoria SES spokesperson Alastair Drayton has told Radio 3AW his crews had never seen anything like it.
To use the unprecedented word that is actually unprecedented, to give the example, the previous Bureau of Meteorology record for an entire day was 123 millimetres. We've seen 178 millimetres in the last 5 to 6 hours.
A total of 11 explosive devices have been found on the streets of Canberra in the past 48 hours. ACT Police's Detective Acting Inspector Anna Ronski says the pipe bombs have been found on the footpaths in the suburbs of Belconnen, including near Lake Ginninderra.
Police have been contacted by several members of the public who have located them, and police have located further devices through searching the area.
The Australian Water Safety Council has released a new plan to drive down the number of drownings across the country. More than 33 people have drowned in Australian waters since the beginning of December, which the council blames on the declining water safety skills and population growth, particularly among people from countries with limited water safety awareness. The new strategy sets out to reduce drowning deaths by 50% by the end of the decade by boosting swimming skills for all, localising water safety efforts, and strengthening coordination across sectors and jurisdictions. Australian Water Safety Council convener and Royal Life Saving Australia CEO, Dr. Justin Scar, says many of the most effective solutions are driven by local communities. Torres Strait Islanders have marked the 90th anniversary of a landmark workers' strike that sent shockwaves throughout Australia. The anniversary event has taken place on Thursday Island to remember the 9 months in 1936, when hundreds of men in the pearling industry who crewed the pearl luggers refused to work. Thomas Mayo from the Maritime Union of Australia says the industrial action shut down the pearling industry and led to better wages and conditions. He's told NITV the strike also resulted in the creation of the Islands Council, the first step towards greater democratic representation for the region.
And it led to some island autonomy, it led to better wages and conditions, so it's a significant moment of Australians, Torres Strait Islanders, standing up and fighting for what was right.
And now in sport, in the rugby league news, Australian Willie Peters is among the first names put forward to succeed Sean Wayne, who has stepped down as England coach 9 months before the Rugby League World Cup. Peters led Hull KR to the rare domestic treble in 2025 of Super League champions, league leaders, shield holders and Challenge Cup winners. The Rugby Football League says Wayne's successor will be a part-time appointment, opening up the opportunity for a Super League coach to take up the post alongside club duties. And now for today in the weather, Perth is sunny at 25, Darwin is seeing rain with possible storms at 27, Brisbane is possible rain at 26, and Sydney is seeing some rain at 22. Canberra is cloudy with some rain at 21, Melbourne is windy at 20, Hobart is cloudy at 14, and Adelaide is cloudy at 17. And that's the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.